Syracuse lawmakers have made it easier for police to get involved with problem properties. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the city's common councilors agreed to revise the old disorderly houses ordinance into a modern-day tool for police.
The 19th-century ordinance once targeted houses of ill repute. Now it's been retrofitted to allow police to deal with properties that may host gambling, drugs, or noisy parties. Up to now, police haven't been able to act through the nuisance abatement law because it required 3 arrests at a property. Councilor Colleen Bay says this lowers the bar by requiring only 3 calls and 1 arrest in connection with a suspected nuisance property.
This legislation allows for the police to contact the property owner, you know, whether it's owner-occupied or whether it is a landlord. They'll receive a letter from the chief of police who will require them to show up to a meeting with them to provide a corrective action to deal with the problem. So that is, in one sense, a due process, if you will. It allows them the opportunity to correct it, so it's not an immediate penalty.
If property owners don't show up or don't make corrections, then the case would move to the courts, where a fine could be levied. Bay says this move responds to neighborhood complaints about the inability of police to legally deal with nuisance properties. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.